And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690K GGF Kyle High with you this morning. Hope you are having a fantastic day. And joining me in studio right now from Coffeeville's Reawakening, we have Denise Shork and Peggy Still. Ladies, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Good morning. It's good. Great morning.
We're seeing the sun.
Absolutely. Oh, we love that.
That's a good day.
Yeah, we haven't been seeing the sun too much lately, so it's good to get it out. Hey, and it's going to be a nice day today. We're going to get up to around 80 for a high, and this weekend, not expecting any rain at all.
A miracle. Wonderful.
Change, absolutely, especially since there is a ton of stuff going on in Coffeeville. We'll get to that here in just a second, but Denise, we'll start with you. We're going to talk about last week's contest winners.
Absolutely. Midland Monday, we gave away a $20 Sunflower gift certificate, and the winner of that was Carol Foister. And on the Reawakening the Past, a $20 Nichols gift certificate to Daryl Jaggers. And the question I thought I'd just throw out there, the question was, how many was in the first graduating class of Coffeeville Junior College? And the breakdown. So there was 13 women and one man, in case anybody's interested.
Wow.
And so, you know, watch for this week's Reawakening the Past trivia today.
There's quite a few things going on around town this weekend, but one of the things I know everybody's really excited about is the Death Alley movie that will be playing this weekend at, of course, Field Kinley High School.
Right. We've been talking about this for a couple months now, so now's the time. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday and Saturday night is at 7. Sunday starts at 2. We've got the Second Kansas Reenactors doing a outlaw group therapy routine. So if you get there Saturday or Sunday, 30 minutes before the movie, there'll be a little bit of entertainment going on. And Nick Barton, the director, will be there to answer questions. So a couple activities going on. We've got several people that we want to thank you. And that's Eichens and Lieberts for, they always donate the popcorn for us. Best Western, the Phil Kinley High School staff, which is Travis Stafford, mm-hmm. and City, they always help us out. Jim Bradshaw and his crew. So we have all those guys to thank helping get this movie going.
Absolutely. So again, that's coming up on Saturday, but there are, that's not the only thing happening around town on Saturday. There's quite a few things, correct?
There is Saturday, but the other movie thing I wanted to, mm-hmm. to throw out there is the summer movie starts this month. It's Star Wars, June 25th. So I think our Midland Monday comments, that's how you get in that contest win. You just comment, give us ideas, and then it's a drawing. So this Monday we're going to ask for what activities should we do before the Star Wars movie. You know, do people want to dress up and have a contest? Or, you know, do we want a drone race down 8th Street?
That would be a lot of fun.
So we're taking suggestions. So make sure you do, because you have a chance to win a $20 gift certificate.
I don't have the outfit, but I can do a pretty mean Chewbacca.
Maybe that's what we ought to do. So Kyle, you need to go on and suggest that for us. And then in town this Saturday, there is a lot that, you know, the KGGF auction starts mm-hmm. early in the morning at 8. The legislative coffee at the Walnut Street Boutique starts at 9. And then from 9 to 12, we have the Coffeeville Marketplace. And it's saying 9 to 4, the Comet Camp Out, but I know it's all weekend. So make sure and check that one out. That's something new that we have.
And I do believe that's up near the Air Museum, correct?
It is, yes. So. And I think some of the campers are parking out at Walter Johnson. So not real up on the details on that. I just know that it's this weekend. The Death Alley movie from 7 to 9 on Saturday. And then you can go from the movie straight over to The Yoke, which is featuring Donnie Miller and Rude Awakening. So,
and not only that, the Coffeeville Coffee Company, they will be releasing, I do believe, their new coffee. And their first one is Brood Awakening, and it has Donnie Miller on it, so it's Brood Awakening.
I asked Ron if he wanted to be on today, and he goes, maybe next week. So we might have Ron Bryce on next week talking about the coffee company.
And Ron Bryce is the person who started the
Yes.
And he and his wife, and his
Lydia.
Family. Yep.
Yes.
Yep. So great.
So I love the first one with Donnie Miller, A Brood Awakening.
That's right.
So
that's
I love
right.
the play on words on
well,
that.
Well, it works with Reawakening and mm-hmm. Rude that's Awakening.
Right.
So,
right.
Yep. So no, that's going to be a lot of fun. There's just so much. I mean, when you start on Saturday morning, like you said, and go straight out to the auction, the KGGF auction, and just you'll be busy all day on
right.
Saturday. So it's going to be a lot of fun coming up this weekend. So, Peggy, we will go ahead and bring it over to you. First of all, before we get started, we got some neighborhood updates, correct?
Oh, we do. Hey, you know what? Every morning about 7 o'clock, a bunch of people are walking the block. And you can start anywhere on 9th Street. You can start at the plaza. You can start at Hall Street where those two kiosks are. Or you can start mid-block. And every quarter of a mile is marked. And you can walk with us. And so you can walk individually or you can hook up with another group or a couple who are walking. So walk the block. That was the AARP project we did in the neighborhoods 2 years ago. We also have early harvest. And so we are at the market on Saturdays. And when Denise mentioned that, you know, I have to tell you, for the first time, I got to taste that lettuce, that Boston Bibb lettuce that we produced. And boy, is that good. You can just take it in a cup and you can roll those little pieces of chicken or shrimp or whatever, and you've got a ready-made meal. So if you want to taste something fresh from the garden, pick probably an hour or less before the market. Come down to the back of the Reawakening headquarters where the parking lot is and pick up some very, very fresh produce. Tastes really different than what you get in the grocery store. And we're very excited. We don't have the grant yet, but we're submitting a grant, and we believe that we're going to get the money to put a lot of blackberry bushes into our orchard. So not only will we have cherries, peaches, and apples, but we're going to have blackberries. And these are special bushes that were developed at the University of Arkansas, and there's two harvests a season. They're real big and real sweet. Have you ever had blackberry pie?
I've never had blackberry pie.
Ooh, Denise.
Blackberry cobbler.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I personally promise both of you that when we get our first harvest of blackberries, we will bring tastes of blackberry cobbler into you. And we have Tasty Tuesday nights. Joby Morgan, who's director of our community garden, every month runs a Tasty Tuesday night at one of the locations and brings in the neighbors and the community. Last time, she had people in who are experts in wormology. I think there's another name for it, but that's what we call it. And, of course, the kids love that kind of stuff. So,
oh, yeah.
Anyway, she's bringing all kinds of things to the table, so to speak. And we're on a roll because we're now producing things in the garden. We're not just talking about it. One of the things I thought would be interesting to talk about just briefly is the fact that people are saying, well, why more than one garden? Well, one of the things that we're doing in this garden process and program is involving lots of youth, boys and girls clubs, kids from the high school, ag groups, neighbors, as well as residents. And we're developing a couple higher handicap accessible or ADA accessible beds at our main location on 12th Street, on 9th Street in the 1200 block. And we're going to have all kinds of activities that will involve both the youth and the residents throughout the summer. We think that this is so much bigger than just producing produce. We know it is because it's improving neighborhoods. It's getting residents involved. And an interesting thing, Kyle, I did not realize this, but people have been sending me articles about what's happening all over the nation. They're copying us. They're copying our idea to go into neighborhoods and turn vacant lots into gardens.
Mm-hmm.
There's a woman in Washington, D.C. who actually started a business called Love and Carrots, and she's turned 1,000 lots into gardens.
Wow.
And she's transformed older neighborhoods. So maybe we're copying them, but it doesn't matter. It's all for the good.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot going on. We invite people to come to the Walk the Block every morning. We start between 6:30 and 7, walk 9th Street, and come out and get some of that fresh bib lettuce.
Absolutely. Good stuff out there. And something else we were talking about off air. You're talking about carbon footprint. You were asking me what if I knew what a carbon footprint was. I kind of have the basic idea of it. So what are we talking about on the carbon footprint?
Well, this carbon footprint thing, I have had mixed feelings about it. I mean, I know it from a you know, the concept point of view. But one of the things I've learned is that I did not realize that 30% of our carbon-related emissions from growing food comes from transportation. So one of the big deals that we're doing is we are bringing the food production closer to the end user. So that's huge, especially when we write grants, because when you really look across the nation and you look at the advantages of having the food source closer to the end user, especially if the end users aren't always able to get fresh produce, some of our people can't, they don't have cars. They can't drive out to a farm or to a grocery store to get fresh produce. So we have it for them. That reduces the carbon footprint significantly when you think about 30% of the costs of food production comes from transportation. You know, how many carbon footprints do we emit when we walk a block to get some lettuce?
Probably
zero.
None.
Zero. That's right. So, you know, on a lot of different levels, Joby Morgan and her group are doing great things with Walk the Block, the gardens, and the orchards.
Absolutely. So lots of great things going on with that. And Peggy, if anybody wants to get a hold of you to ask you about these neighborhood updates, or maybe somebody would like to volunteer, how can they do that?
You know, you can always go to I Love Coffeeville and click on Coffeeville's Reawakening. And you can go to our Facebook page, or you can start walking the block between 6:30 and 7, and we'll be out there.
All right. So a lot of fun. So again, be sure to check that out. And ladies, thank you so much for coming in today. It's going to be an exciting weekend here in Coffeeville. Lots of things going on. Definitely ready for this weekend. And thank you so much for coming in. We really do appreciate it.
Thanks, Kyle.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we'll start Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.